This is Cold Fusion Muse. Starbucks and the Roadmap for Peace. Everyone talks about world peace. People even say it's what they want for Christmas. But no one really does anything about it. I'm about to change all that. I have a plan that is so revolutionary, so ingenious, so incredibly innovative, that some might even think my crackpot idea is almost mediocre. First, a little groundwork. Each morning, I attend a religious ritual called Getting My Coffee. Like other religious rituals, this one gives me a reason to live, or at least to continue my day. The temple in this case is my local Starbucks. Each morning I step up to the counter and order a venti black coffee in a double cup. Yes, I drink it black. No cream, no sugar, just good old American or Sumatran or Guatemalan Ethiopian coffee. Those of you on the East Coast should under no circumstances try this. It should be left to professional Midwesterners only. Midwesterners, on their first trip to New York, are often surprised to find regular coffee in New York means cream and sugar, whilst unadorned Joe is, well, special order, I guess. I repeat this ritual 2 more times, on average, during the day, getting my last cup of coffee around 5 o'clock for my 15-minute commute home, where I enjoy it throughout the evening. Needless to say, the baristas at Starbucks know me by name, and I know some of them by name. Spending so much time schmoozing with baristas has given me an inside look at Starbucks, and I've discovered something. Starbucks holds the key to world peace. You see, at my Starbucks, there's quite an eclectic mix of baristas. There are the typical laid-back 20-somethings. There are some girls with wild, spiky hair boasting potluck colors. There's the obligatory tongue-pierced girl who asked me, "Do you want some room for queen?" There's a couple of guys with tattoos. There's a guy that looks like he stepped out of a Marine Corps calendar. There's another guy that looks like he stepped out of a Yale promo brochure. There are different colors and races. There's a fellow named Kip, who is surely destined to own his own diner someday, who always tells me what the damage is when he asks for my money. Of the 12 or 13 folks that I know that work there, I can't seem to put any of them into a category. These people, this crew of disparate individuals, are the most cheerful lot you can imagine. They sing and smile. They chat with the folks going through the drive-thru. They light up when they realize they know you. They kid and joke. They make me wish I had worked at a Starbucks when I was in college, instead of working at that card shop. A dull environment, even without that unfortunate ornament incident involving an elf, a light-up Rudolph, and a man with a very, very large bottom. But I digress. It got me thinking. I don't know if it's the training, the benefits, or the heady fog of caffeine-laden drinks, but something about Starbucks brings people together, and even enables people to get along and enjoy each other. So then I thought, hey, if Starbucks can bring people together for the common goal of making coffee drinks and selling them for 150% markup, why can't we use that power to bring peace to the world? We could build Starbucks everywhere and fill them with a mix of races and creeds, all happily working together. Pretty soon there would be a Starbucks on every corner, and... hey, wait a minute.